right, we are back again, and we're going to talk about chapter 2. Chapter 2 is about business project relation and business culture. Now, why are we going to talk about this chapter? This becomes a base premise of the language that project management uses. Our learning objectives are going to be elaborate the frequently used business terms, explain in brief the various aspects of business, the business project relation, and the requirement of project management culture. Now, why is a culture required? Is because unless you don't have a project management culture, unless you don't have that method in the organization that you're working or you leading tomorrow, it is very, very difficult to manage a big project, because everybody in your project has to understand the small nitty-gritties about how a project has to run, and everybody has a common language, and hence this session is going to be an integral for you to understand the language of what project management is. Let's move on and have a look at it in a more deeper understanding. Understanding of these will build the project management module. I mean, the most critical element of anything is building up your project, as I've been saying continuously around it during our last chapter as well. So what's a business? All human beings have some basic needs and unlimited dreams, my friends, right? And these unlimited dreams demand greater generate greater wants and needs. Everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to earn more money. Everybody wants to achieve something. Everybody wants to signify themselves for different projects that they work on. In order to meet these basic needs and satisfy the wants, we are continuously engaged in some activities. Activities that give us quality, activities that gives us cost benefits, activity that reduces our time to deliver things. And in this modern world, business is an integral part of every human life. We do everything in our professional life that has to generate some or the other results. Business is an economic activity, as I said, which is related with continuous and regular production or distribution of goods, or servicing or satisfying human needs or wants. And these human needs are also called as customers, by the way. In a wider comprehensive scope, business deals with production, distribution, and service of goods, with an objective of earning profits by satisfying human needs or wants. Under a certain market condition, where sometimes the market is great, sometimes the market is not great, sometimes there is no product or a service that can cater to today's needs. Now, when I say needs, where does a project originate? Project originates from discomfort. And I'm repeating my word, it generates from discomfort, or it generates from aspiration. Now, when I say discomfort, what do I mean by that? There is something that's already happening, and we see that if we peg this small issue into the activities that we're doing, I might enhance my quality, I might reduce my cost or save my time. So the first integral understanding of project is it comes out when there's some discomfort in the current environment, or I'm aspirated to do more things. Now, we have lots and lots of them. Like Tata Nano is an aspirational product, is an aspirational project that Tata Group started off with. Something like what the Japanese work on, the Kaizen methodology, is something that which will lead to small things and everyday changes and improvements that they're looking at. Everything that you do through Kaizen is actually a project. Some silent features of business, let's look at this. Exchange of goods or services, deals in numerous transactions. Profit is the main objective. Of course, business skills for economic success, connected to production every time. Now, what is it? Marketing and distribution of goods. Risk and uncertainties. Now, these uncertainties could be from the buyer's end or from the seller's end. To satisfy human needs or wants is social obligation. Now, deal in goods and services, consumer goods or maybe capital goods. If you look at some more features of project or business project, managing the activities very efficiently and effectively at every stage of the business is called successful business. So which means if you look and focus on the in the first sentence, it talks about activities effectively managed at every stage is a successful business. Establishment of business by treating each activity as project and establish a mechanism. Now, you heard me correctly. It's establishing a mechanism to develop and standard practice or monitor and improve the same at regular basis. This practice is applicable in all aspects of business, and the project, business project relations and a role are complementary and can't be separated for the success of business. So when we say project, business project relation and roles, I'm talking about the processes, the systems, and the human intervention that is required, and you can't separate them. They are all together. Well, a lot of success also depends upon project manager and how he executes and understands the project well. Now, there are two aspects of any executing great projects. One is the wherewithal of understanding everything about project management and its mechanisms. And the second, of course, is the project manager and, of course, the stakeholders. And that's exactly in the further chapters, we're going to talk about how stakeholder management becomes the most integral part while you're handling a project. Business project relations, few more ideations around it is business operation team is responsible for overseeing, directing, and controlling business administration and operations. Now, that's exactly why I was saying that unless you manage your stakeholders correctly, whether it's a stakeholder like a shareholder, whether it's a stakeholder like the management or the board, or maybe your peer group that tomorrow you would work in, or your subordinates that you would have tomorrow, it is integral that you oversee, direct, control the business administration. When I say administration, it talks about operations, it talks about execution. Whereas project teams are ensuring that mechanism for all the above are established by demonstrating continual improvement trend. Now, to monitor this continual improvement trend, there are various mechanisms. One of them, and very, very famous, is the Kaizen methodology. Now, the Kaizen methodology, the basic word Kaizen comes from continuous improvement. Now, that's exactly where the today, globally, Kaizen is accepted as one of the most important tool of continual improvement. Some more things, though temporary in nature, but project teams will help achieve the organizational goal and ensure that the same is aligned with an organization's strategy. Now, what do we mean by this? It's no projects are temporary, my friends. They have a start date, of course, and they have an end date. Now, while they have a start and an end date, they are integral with the business strategy. When we say business strategy, what do I mean by that? Every organization, every good organization will always have a goal. They will always have a vision. And my every project should be aligned to the organization's goal or to its vision. So this is done by improving, of course, that's the second point that we're going to talk about. This is done by improving the operations, products, systems, by creating initiatives that are developed and implemented through projects. Now, you would commonly find these projects running by various corporate houses is something called as corporate initiatives or corporate social responsibilities, where an organization like Bharti would build up, say 200 schools for people who can't get educated or kids who can't get educated in the rural area. That's a project. But that's a strategy, that's an integral part of Bharti's strategy in contributing towards the Indian economy, towards the growth of Indian education system. So that's an integral part, and because it's one of the vision, value mission statements. Similarly, it could be Tata. Similarly, it could be Reliance. Similarly, it could be Birla. So all of these big corporate houses will always have projects that are integrated with their bigger objective or bigger vision. organizational and project culture. Why do we say that there has to be a culture which talks about organization? Organization and project culture for success of business organizations and project management. Culture is a mandatory requirement. Culture of an organization are values, behaviors that contribute to your unique social and psychological environment of an organization. So when we say that's a unique, to the social and the psychological environment of an organization, it is important that you realize that unless I have a culture, unless I have a value in my organization, which is driven by projects, which starts with something in mind and doesn't stop till it achieves, it's not going to create a culture in my organization. So everybody in my organization should be aware that there is a start date for something and there's an end date for something. Unless I have a mechanism that's inbuilt in the organization that way, whether it's through systems, processes, through leaders, through managers who drive all these projects, it has to be an integral value in an organization. Organizational culture includes expectations, its experiences, philosophy and values. As I was just talking about the philosophy or the value that gets associated with a brand. So a Tata or a Birla or a Reliance have an integral value, and they have a brand which talks about giving. So once they have a brand about giving, their activities would all relate around giving towards the society. And that's exactly where the philosophy or the value stands for an organization. Your projects ideally would lead from there, and they become very integral when I have these, projects which are integrated with the value system of an organization. That holds us together is expressed in its self-image, inner working interaction with outside world and future expectations. It's based on the shared attitude, as I told you about it. It's based on belief that I have. It's based on the customs, the traditions that I come from, written and unwritten rules. Now, when I say written and unwritten rules, there are few things in an organization which are solidified. There are processes, there are systems, and they demand you for certain projects. However, there are few which are not written, which comes like the social corporate social responsibilities. Though there are written rules by the government of India, but there are a lot of rules that are not written, and they come out from an individual of contribution. So the value of contribution increases, and that's exactly why these projects could come in. And the only reason why I'm sharing the CSR projects with you, because those are common, and those are actually for public, actually for people around us. Let's look at the next organization. Project culture also is called as the corporate culture. So that's exactly how culture is driven. We've been talking about culture in this session a lot. And as we say that a culture is created by an environment in the organization. So if I have an environment which is talking about projects for long-term vision, which is talking about projects which will lead to different business strategies or different products or systems or revenues, I am creating a culture which talks about it. So let me give you an example again. I'm sure you know a company called Vodafone, and Vodafone has the health and safety. They have a project, and it's a very, there's a zero tolerance zone for Vodafone around it. Now, when we say zero tolerance, what they did was they had. They noticed that in a telecom sector, close to 400 people across the globe die because it's an industry that demands you to be mobile. So what they did was, and Vodafone initiated this in India, and they said that everybody will adhere to the health and safety rules of the organization. So one of them was wearing a helmet while you're driving, and trust you me, some figure that I have is almost 25 employees, close to 25 employees within a year were removed from an organization, not because of non-performance, but because of zero tolerance on these issues. So they were not wearing helmet and they were removed from the organization. And now slowly and steadily, it's becoming the corporate culture of Vodafone that everybody in the organization is, they have to adhere to the norms of that, of the health and safety policy. So that is now slowly and steadily getting into the veins and arteries of a company called Vodafone. And the moment it completely revives, that point, we're going to say that Vodafone has a corporate culture of a zero tolerance health and safety measures. Now that's exactly what a corporate culture is. And this could be driven for safety, this could be driven for revenue, this could be driven for projects, innovation, strategies. So every organization actually thrives on something and they make it, keep making it bigger and better. So to read you what is written on the slide, of course, it says the way the organization conducts its business, treats its employees, customers and wider in the community. The extent of which freedom is allowed in decision making, developing new ideas and personal expressions, and of course how power and information flows through its hierarchy. So that's also few organizations have a very open culture. An executive can directly go to a CEO and talk to him, but few don't have that. You've got to follow certain protocols. And that's exactly how a culture is created. How committed employee towards the organization, the collective objectives that they have decided. So if an organization has a complete, as a whole, from the bottom of the pyramid to the top of the pyramid, if everybody is known to a value, is known to the goals of the organization, and how committed its employees are to the organization, that also creates a culture organizational culture. Organization and project culture, corporate culture affects the organization, of course, because productivity and performance is what we require today. Every organization is looking for productivity, performance, leadership, people who can take up these roles and make these companies, get these companies into Fortune 500, 200, and 100. Provides guidelines on customer care and service, product quality and safety. So quality becomes an imperative area where today the challenge is, time plus quality is the challenge. So if we go back in the textile era, which in India, which was around close to 70s and 60s in India, you might see that the time of delivery was huge, but the quality that was given to you was far better. Today, our fight in the fast moving economy is about making the same quality or giving you the better quality than that, because we are now equipped with better engineering, better technology, and giving me the same product in the less time. Now that is something which is very, very challenging. Attendance and punctuality and concerns of the environment. So a lot of organizations today, typically manufacturing, the chemical industry faces this, the paper industry faces these issues where they have to take care of the environment. So I cannot deteriorate, including the real estate industry, I cannot deteriorate the value of the environment where I'm staying and still give you the results, and it's very, very challenging. So organizations who believe that they have to do it, so you go to liquor industry, basically vulnerable industries is what we're talking about. They have to take care of the environment, and with the environment they have to still deliver the products or services they are promising to the customers. That actually takes me to my project production methods and what are the different methods. And I simply urge you to look at the various Japanese and German methodologies that have helped organizations to glorify their profits, to look at how big they can make. If you're looking for service as something, I would urge you to look at the US market. So I am in this. I'm also trying to give you a lot of examples where you can connect the dots while you're listening to me through this video. What we can do is, you know, you, when it comes to manufacturing, go and look at Japanese way of working. When you look at German ways of working, when you look at service orientation, look at the US way of working, you will find lot of information that you will that will help you as a project manager. Last but not the least is the new product creation. Innovation is the key today. If I do not have, if I have, organization which is not unique or which is not continuously improvement, having improvements on your projects or on your products or services or customer experiences, honestly, the organization is going to die. One or the other day, it's going to die. So companies are investing huge in product creation or service creation or giving great experiences to customers. You talk about Facebook, you talk about Google, you talk about anybody, you know, online today is talking about customer experiences, new product lines, new service lines that have to be created to ensure that I stick on to my customer if I lose him, because today customer honesty is a challenge. Is a huge challenge. If I'm not giving the best, oh, boy, the customer is going to go away. He's not going to stay with me. So I need to be very, very apt, very, very accurate every time when I'm actually, you know, working around with new product or new services or new systems that will improve my customer experiences. Organizational culture is a unique for every organization and one of the hardest thing to change, because it's a habit, and you know what, habits are very difficult to change, and change itself is a very, very stressful process if you realize, because I'm in a certain format, I'm in a certain way of doing my things, and when any change comes to me, it is very stressful. So it's a very tough thing to do in an organization when it is inbuilt. If something has to be changed in an organizational culture, it's very difficult to do that. Because change is very stressful. We build organization culture, the organizational culture will definitely have to inbuild project attitude. Now, why do I say a project attitude? Because every time I have an attitude of starting something and ending something, I will realize that I'm working towards a goal every time. If I have a project management culture, everybody's on the toes. Everybody knows that it's going to end one day and I got to deliver the results. So just imagine if somebody is going on a Mars mission or a moon mission and there's a satellite to be launched there, wouldn't it be possible that they don't know when they're going to come back, or they don't know, they don't have a project plan, or they don't know the journey plan? It will be very, very difficult. So an organization like NASA, if you look at it, everything in NASA is a project. Everything, whether they could be small projects, they could be big projects, they could be projects that are affecting the entire globe, the country, the states, or it could be the social responsibilities that NASA has taken to improve this planet. So as an organization, they have a project management culture or a project management attitude. This takes us to the next chapter, and in chapter 3, we are going to talk about, this takes us to the next chapter, and in chapter 3 we're going to talk about some very important aspects again of project management. By now what we've done is we've had a rough overview on how project management is an integral part in today's corporate world, and how is it important if I would want to build up my own business. If I tomorrow decide that I'm going to be an entrepreneur, it is important that I understand every aspect of project management to its deep core. Thank you.